learning should be l'schus to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Coming to Shabbos Hagadol, it should be the country should all beat each other out without Eretz Yisrael having to involve itself. All those that need refuah should have refuah, and the hostages should be returned safely. The soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. So, regarding this question matter of inedible chametz that's applied non-orally, it's applied to the skin. So, we mentioned yesterday, there's actually like a five-way dispute in the commentaries. There's generally two schools of thought in chapter 117 in Yerideya between the Shach and the Taz. The Taz concludes like the Rishonim that take a stricter approach, that applying oil and creams to one's body, even if they are of chametz, and even if they're inedible, that would be an issue and would at least rabbinically be deemed as drinking chametz on Pesach. And it doesn't just apply, like we said, to Yom Kippur. It applies to all Isurim, including Pesach. The Shach lived about 50 years after the Taz, 17th century. So he takes a more lenient approach. And he says, he concludes the custom is to be lenient, and this prohibition applies only to Yom Kippur. And even those that are strict, many of them only apply it to a cream that's placed for pleasure base. And then there's those that only apply it to oils, not to other creams. And moreover, the Poskim point out that even according to many of the stricter opinions, it would only apply to edible non-koshers. The Shevet HaLevi, Rabbi Vosner, passed away about 15 years ago, about 10 years ago. So he concludes that everyone accepts the fact that if the active ingredient is inedible and you're placing it on your skin, even for someone that's not sick, this would be permissible. And the Poskim that conclude that it's permissible actually hold that it's permissible even if applied to one's lips, if your intent is not to consume of it. And this is the way most kashrus agencies rule. This is the way all kashrus agencies rule. But there are and this is also the implication of the Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Shabbos. But there are still some Rabbanei Anash that say on Pesach, or you know, there's always any chumrah will take on based on the words of the Arizal. So there is a minority school of thought amongst Poskim. I heard from Reb Shmuel Krieger. He said this is how Rabbi Altan used to direct people. Is that correct? Oh, I thought you meant okay. So, anyway, Rabbi Eli Landau. There are some Rabbanei Anash that say, you know, this is a for those that are looking to make a good hachlata taiva. This is a good chumrah to adapt. But the mainstream school of thought is that this chumrah does not need to be done. But if you do it, let's say tovi alav bracha. But definitely, strictly speaking, and even from the custom has not been to adapt this stringency. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.